need it right in time, it kicks up. Any mistake that I made, you helped me fix up. And at times you left me alone when I needed you most. That taught me not to overly boast. You know I toast your name, Glendalee Swampy.
Yeah, I ain't forget you, you know. I can never forget you, you my heart. I couldn't be the man that I am today without you. I love you.
I bless my fam with all my love. I just need you to understand. In this cold world, you can't get up. Believe in self and be a man. I bless my fam with all my love. I just need you to understand. If you need help, don't be afraid to call on me. Just take my hand.
This is your Inner Tribal Youth Center weekly update exclusively on Native Solidarity News, broadcast on CKUT 90.3 FM. Stay in the know right here every Tuesday night or visit us at www.ityc.org. And that about brings us to the end of the show, but maybe my special, very special guest can go around and just let us know what the projects were again and how we can get involved or contact you, Danielle.
You could participate in Montreal. I have my place. You could call me at 514-283-0901, or you could come and see us at 1255 Squares Phillips on the 10th floor at Suite 1007. It's right in front of the bay.
Okay, that's great. And Lisa?
Our project, it's hard to say, but it's Nina Winjinkwe. They can contact the Quebec Native Woman and contact Lisa at 450-632-0088, extension 224. And this week we're going to start posting in each urban area. Like they can, people can come to the employment and training of their urban area, urban strategy. Are at a women's shelter, and it will be posted also in the network of the organizations, Native organization around the urban area also.
Okay. And Kim, did you have anything to add?
I just want to say, like, I can't wait to start that project to meet the women there, and I encourage them, like, to really don't be scared, you know, if you don't have a resume, that's okay. We're going to help you building it and give you tools to become stronger and just, you know, to realize your dreams. Go for it. And I have the same phone number as Lisa, except my extension is 257. And you can also, if you are interested in visiting my website, it's going to be online soon. It's www.kimpicard.com. for my fashion design.
Okay, that's great. I wish you all the best and thank you again for coming.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
And we're all ready to go. If you tell us we have to give our lives now, we're ready. I'm pretty sure all the rest of the sisters and brothers are with me.
But the gods make it fucking rain.
That's how it goes with the drop once they're in your brains. That's how it goes with the drop once they're in your brains. That's how it goes with the drop once they're in your brains. You chop a hole, close your eyes.
Good evening and welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. My name's Christian.
Hello, I'm Fleur.
My good friend Fleur is here this evening too. And thanks for listening out there. UBC is rocking.
It is. I was so excited when I came in and realized it was Hey Ocean that was playing when I got in a bit early to set everything up this afternoon. I think it's the AMS block party for the end of the year.
Yeah, the AMS block party is going on.
Yeah, in the rain. It's very Woodstockish.
It's a little wet out there. I think I saw someone dressed in all white and they were a little dirty.
Oh, no. Bad wardrobe choice.
Exactly. We started things off with the Black Lips, the drop I Hold from their 2009 album called 200 Million Thousand. Nice name, I like it.
I love that song. It's really, I mean, I know it's a slow start. Usually we bang it out with something big, but it was mellow and I liked what they said at the start and what they're talking about. So
yeah, I love the Black Lips, and you're actually kind of surprised that they've been around since 2000. They've been going at it for a while now.
Yeah, and when I was doing my research, I found out some pretty sad news. I didn't realize that when they first started, one of the original band members was hit and killed by a car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that was pretty sad. And then they decided, well, we're going to keep going on. And I think a lot of their performances are dedicated to this guy that got killed. And Christian and I were actually talking about their performances earlier on.
Yeah, they sound pretty interesting.
You haven't seen Black Lips live, have
no.
you? Not yet. Well, when I was doing my research, there was something written up about their live performances. I don't know if anyone out there has seen them. If you haven't, you should probably check it out just for the weirdness factor, I guess. They've got a reputation for having crazy live shows that include vomiting. Apparently one of the band members, that's a medical condition that he has. Urination, nudity, band members kissing, electric RC car races, fireworks, a chicken, and flaming guitar. So kind of reminiscent of, is it Ozzy that used to bite off chicken heads?
I think it was a dove or something, yeah. Yeah, sounds bizarre, but yet very interesting.
I know. Well, next time they come, I think you and I will have to just
check it out for
research sake.
And they support the Glass Casters Union, which is a Eugene, Oregon nonprofit, right, that make limited edition recycled glass ornaments. All designs submitted by the artists are fully endorsed by the bands, and the money actually goes to support the local community in Eugene in the form of assistance for homeless and low-income people through emergency services, housing, jobs, training, that kind of thing. So pretty interesting nonprofit that they've recently supported.
Yeah, and there's also some great indie bands that support that as well as just the Black Lips. There's Iron and Wine and the Spielblack, and there's a lot of others. If you want to check more out about them, unfortunately, these guys, I think they're pretty low scale, which is cool because I like those grassroots ones instead
Definitely.
Of like a huge production. But they have a MySpace. So if you want to check it out, you can see which artists are involved, what kind of ornaments there are. It's myspace.com/glasscastersunion. So GLASSCASTERSUNION. And yeah, definitely check it out and support some young people getting involved. And I really like how throughout our research, Christian, we're finding some new and really innovative things that a lot of our generations and the generations below us, I guess, if you want to say, really are coming out and like making some innovative things happen around global issues that affect us all.
There's lots of ways to get involved for sure. And the next band, Not a Surf, we're going to play, have been involved as well with, I'm going to say, larger charities that most people have heard of. They've recently supported Doctors Without Borders and Partners in Health. Doctors Without Borders, most people have heard of. They're an international medical humanitarian organization. They're in more than 60 countries, and they assist people whose survival is threatened by violence or neglect. So they're quite a large charity, and Partners in Health as well. I know we've talked about them on the show before. So Not a Surf, definitely been involved with some great charities. This track we're going to play is from their fifth studio album that was released in 2008. It's called See These Bones on CITR.
Everyone's right and no one is sorry. That's the start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning. Sharks and the jets to the call in the morning. And life is just bets anyway. Look alive, see these bones. What you are now, we were once. Try as they might, no one's immune to misfiring and acting on the wrong clues. Thinking it's time to redo and redo. I feel rain in the movies and the talk before the screen lights. I hear strings in the park. I don't like to call a ride except when it's too late at night. I mostly just think in the dark. Look alive, see these bones. You are now, we were once. But just like we are, you'll be dust. And just like we are, permanent.
Bike the Blossoms with CITR and the Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition on Saturday, April 17th. A scenic bike riding cultural experience, Bike the Blossoms provides a perfect way to see the natural beauty of Vancouver's cherry blossoms. Take advantage of on-site bike mechanics, enjoy refreshments, live music, and CITR DJs at the Museum of Vancouver. Bike the Blossoms, Saturday, April 17th. Registration is $10 and $8 for CITR members and Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition members. Kids 16 and under ride free. Register online at greatrides.ca.
I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
What's the matter? Why don't you answer? What's the matter with me? Is it so hard?
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. And we just heard a band that's been around since Adam was a boy, Yo La Tengo. They've been around since 1984, I want to say.
Nice.
I know. And they're from New Jersey.
Bogan.
Bogan.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh. It sounds like Bogan. Sorry.
You and your Australian slang. Yeah, 84. They've been doing it for quite some time. And I don't know. I like their sound. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty mellow track we just heard. It's called Stockholm Syndrome from their 1997 album, I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. I like that title.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It is. It is. It makes you feel good. And they've actually played... a charity benefit show, not a charity, but a benefit show for a radio station.
Yeah, a community
in
radio
Jersey
station.
City. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to give them props for that, seeing as we're community radio station,
yeah,
as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. WFMU-FM in Jersey City. They played a show during the station's annual fundraising marathon, And apparently they've been listeners of that station since they moved to that area, so in the early 80s. So they've been supporting them for 15 years, actually, playing the WFMU Marathon to raise funds for the station, to keep the station going and get improvements in equipment and et cetera. So.
And I think they've done it a few times, and what they get the listeners to do is ring in and request a song. It could be a Yola Tango song, it could be any song, and then they have to play it unrehearsed.
Could be pretty
live without sheet music. So I think that's a pretty cool idea.
Definitely.
Maybe we should steal it for here.
Yeah.
Get all the local artists in.
Any local artists out there that want to play the CITR Fun Drive this coming year?
Yeah.
Let us know. And before that, that was She and Him with Thieves from their recent album that just was released called Volume 2. The album was just released actually March 23rd, so just came out. Love the album, love that song. And for those that don't know, they're an American indie folk band consisting of Zooey Deschanel, which is she's a fairly famous actress, and M. Ward, who might be better known for the bands Bright Eyes and then Monsters of Folk. So I really like them, and they've gotten involved with a great charity recently.
Yeah, we've talked about them, this charity, before. It's called 826 LA. It's a non-profit organization dedicated to supporting students ages 6 to 18 with their creative writing skills and helping teachers inspire their students to write. So again, it's another example of music and the arts sort of mixing and melding together to create inspiration for the young people trying to get their voices heard in every spectrum.
For sure, and you can find out more about them at www.826la.org. And Fleur's giving me the hand signal. She has something to say.
I'm like, now my turn. No, I just I thought it might have been a pretty good segue. Now we're talking after talking about the 826 LA creative writing nonprofit. I got an email today from Taking It Global. It's a Canadian nonprofit organization, and I thought I was saying to Christian earlier that we should probably talk about this today for anyone, any inspiring digital artists out there. They wrote and told us that they're having a competition going on right now called Evoke, and it's your human rights perspectives as part of a national art contest and collection. So Taking It Global, in partnership with the Canadian Museum for Human Rights, is inviting Canadian youth between the ages of 13 to 25 to share digital art reflecting on the past, present and future of human rights. The winner from each province and territory will travel to Winnipeg during the weekend of July 3rd and have their art exhibited in front of thousands of people at a ceremony for the new Canadian Museum for Human Rights, which is pretty cool. The contest opens today and closes May 25th. So if you are an inspiring young digital artist between the ages of 13 to 25, I'd suggest you go and check out www.evoke.com. art.ca. So that's evokeart.ca, and find out some more, and maybe your art will be chosen to be out there.
Pretty cool initiative.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So what we've got now is an oldie but a goodie. Ian Brown. I don't know if is Ian Brown pretty popular in Canada? Because I know he's huge in Australia.
I can't say I really know much about him myself. Oh. So,
what about
I'm such a small percentage of the population.
But you have such a huge grip of the of musical knowledge out there, Christian.
Yeah, I can't say as far as I know, he has a big following in Canada, but I could be wrong.
Okay, well, what about the Stone Roses?
Definitely.
Okay, so for all of you guys out there who don't know Ian Brown, he was actually the lead singer of the very famous Manchester band called the Stone Roses that came out of the Manchester movement, probably one of the pivotal bands in the early 90s to come out with that. And he's been on his own for probably the last 10 years. This is one of my favourite songs of his. It's called Fear. And the cool thing about this... this song is that every line of the song spells out, every stanza of the song spells out the name of the title, the name of the title of the song. So it's pretty cool, and he's been involved in a lot of pretty cool activities. Back in 2002, he had an online auction and autographed a concrete slate of his handprint, and he also charged 50, he had an interview session and charged journalists £15 for each question, and all the proceeds went to Sight Savers, which is an organisation dedicated to providing eye surgery and glasses and things like that.
In developing countries.
In developing nations. So I thought that was a pretty cool idea as well. So we'll stop yapping and start playing some music. So here is Fear by Ian Brown on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety, confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
Master. She's bound to run amok. Invested in nothing at any height. To each his own. The garden sorted out. She curls her lips on a bow. I don't know if I'm dead or not. If you ain't one.
Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's just before 6:45 on this lovely Thursday, and that was Broken Bells with The High Road. Love that song. Their new album just came out. Their first album just came out. Just released on March 9th of this year. It's a self-titled debut album for them. And that band, Broken Bells, is comprised of Danger Mouse and James Mercer, the lead vocalist from The Shins. So
quality
is one way to put it, for sure.
That was The High Road. I thought that was a really cool song because it's a lot of, like, a couple of the other songs I heard, it's very upbeat, and that's kind of more mellow and chilled, but I really like that one.
Yeah, it's a great track. They're actually going to be in Vancouver May 26th.
Maybe that'll have to be our show for the next month.
Yeah, never know. Yeah, they're playing the Commodore Ballroom. I would suggest, if you're in the city, check it out. They've recently been involved with the nonprofit called PDX Pop Now. Mercer from The Shins was, actually. And PDX Pop Now is a volunteer-driven nonprofit organization dedicated to celebrating, promoting, and enhancing Portland's vital and diverse music community. And that is actually where Mercer is from, I believe, Portland, Oregon. So they begun in 2004 in true do-it-yourself fashion. by a dozen or so members of the PDX Pop mailing list. They've come together and since 2004 have produced 3 music comps and 3 free all-age multi-day music festivals. So
we like the free all-day multi-day music festivals, that's for sure.
Yes.
And then before that, we had Vancouver's own Fan Death with the song Cannibal. Now, these guys have only been around for a short while, right?
That track was from A Coin for the Well, which just came out. It's an EP by them. They started in Brooklyn and have recently based themselves out of Vancouver.
Which is interesting, because you'd think as a band, like most bands either, if they've been in Vancouver, move to the East Coast, well, what we call the East Coast, yeah. Montreal and Ontario. And Brooklyn's like a hive for great musicians of so many different genres. So you think it's, I wonder why they moved back.
I'm not positive. I don't know. Maybe one of their band members is from here. Not sure. But they're definitely making splashes right now in the music community. They're featured in this month's Discorder magazine, UBC's or CITR's magazine. And they just finished touring with Vampire Weekend on their UK leg of their current tour. So,
and talking about Discorder, if you guys don't know, it's a magazine that comes out from CITR. Mm-hmm. It's all volunteer driven. You can get it around town and it's free, and it's got great interviews, great reviews, talks about this great radio station. I need to find a new adjective. But it's a really interesting read, and if you're into music and things like that, you can find out some really cool stuff.
Definitely. Fandeath, they've actually one of their members has been involved with Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, so a local nonprofit. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is actually dedicated to empowering women from the ages of 8 to 18 years of age by allowing them to have the opportunity to explore, access, and play music with positive mentors in positive surroundings and workshops. So pretty neat local charity that Fandeath is involved in. So.
And definitely for up-and-coming youth artists, and especially women as well. I mean, unfortunately, it's still a very male-dominated
area. It is a male-dominated industry, I would think. But I think that's why it is so important that Fandeath, being 2 females, are involved with Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. So.
Definitely, and we're going to shift gears now. We're going to play Blackalicious from their Blazing Arrow 2002 album. They're from Oakland, California. They're a two-piece. They're sort of the Oakland Bay Area alumni with people like Lyrics Born and Jurassic 5 and things like that. So Blackalicious have been around for a while now. We went and saw their show, was it last year or the year before? A few years ago now.
Yeah.
And that was a great show. Also, Gift of the Gab, you might have heard another outfit that he's in called the Mighty Underdogs, and I think they played last year. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it. But if you're into your hip-hop, and actually Christian and I were trying to work out what's the difference between, like, good hip-hop...
And rap music.
So I don't know. I like to say that hip-hop is like the Jurassic Fives, the Blackalicious, Mos Def, Talib, all those kind of comments. And all those kind of people that actually have something important to say, and then I guess rappers like 50 Cent and things like that. That's
Eminem.
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't Wikipedia me on that, but that's just my interpretation of it.
Sounds good to me. Blackalicious, they were in 2006 on an MTV 30-second promo that was developed in partnership with the World Resources Institute and other partners. To raise awareness about the problem of climate change.
Yeah, and it was really cool when I was doing my research about this, the executive director of WRI, which is the World Resources Institute, was talking about how important it is for young people to get involved and just take daily steps to reduce their carbon footprint and realize that there is drastic need for some real leadership on climate change. And I know I keep bringing it up every week, and I probably will until it happens in Mexico. I promise you this week I'll look it up and find out the dates for you for next week. But there is a summit going to be happening in Mexico, sort of like the Copenhagen summit that sort of disintegrated last year, unfortunately. And it's D-Day with regards to what leaders need to do. So I implore everybody out there to take 5 minutes to write a letter send an email, talk to your local MPs or your local senators or whatever, and just tell them that, you know, like, unfortunately, economy doesn't equal a global security around climate change and weather. So, and I think that we can do both with economics and efficient climate change and sustainable resource development. So I think that's just get out there and tell those glorified public servants that we need to take control of this, because it's even in 2006 when this MTV thing happened, they were saying that this needs to happen now, and that was 4 years ago. So unfortunately, we will be judged on our future endeavors. So we have to stand up to the plate, I guess. And I'll get off my soapbox.
Here's Blackalicious with Day One on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Thank you.
Alone, but oppression, I won't let you near me. Oh no, oppression, you shall learn to fear me. Yes, you will. Oh, oppression, I don't see how you sleep. Oppression, for your bleeding conscience, I weep. Oppression. You may have the dollar on your side, but oppression from Jah gospel truths you cannot earn. And oppression, I won't let you near me. Oh no, oppression, you shall learn to fear me. Yes, you will. Oh, oppression, I won't let you near me. Oh no, oppression, you shall fear me. Yes, you will. They were sick and tired of your poison technology, slowly, surely killing all humanity. We know and we understand the mighty God's in the living man. You can fool some people sometime, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. So now we see your light. Oh, you gotta stand up for your rights. I'm crying, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. I get up, stand up. Oh, don't give up the fight. I'm crying. Life is your right. Oh, you can't give up the fight. Nah, don't give up the fight. I say,
Preacher man, don't you tell me that heaven is under the earth. I know that you don't know what God's life is really worth. It's not all that glitters gold. Half the story has never been told. And now we see the light. Oh, we're gonna stand up for our rights. I'm crying, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Oh, get up, stand up. Oh, we won't give up, Jah fight. Oh, get up, stand up. Now stand up for your rights. Oppression, you shall learn to fear me as you will.
Yay, some Australian electronica there at the end.
Gotta love it.
And that was, if you didn't realise, that was Ben Harper doing an acoustic version of his famous song Oppression with a little bit of Bob Marley's Get Up, Stand Up for good measure in there as well.
Yeah, I like that. It was a nice transition between the two. It worked quite well.
Yeah, and Oppression has come from his album Fight for Your Mind that was released in 1995. Holy moly, that's like 15 years ago now.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry. I just had a moment then.
Ben Harper's been involved in a number of different things, a number of different charities, a number of different social justice issues. Too many to almost count, I would say, actually.
Well, yeah, his music's rife with political activism and social justice lyrics, so he's a classic to have on here. We haven't actually... we've only played him once with Blackalicious.
Yeah, we haven't played a whole lot of Ben Harper.
No, so. Well, I thought it was about time.
Yeah, no, good call.
So he did a cover. I mean, gosh, where do we start? I guess we start at the top. He did a cover of John Lennon's song Beautiful Boy that I think, if off the top of my head, John wrote it for Sean Lennon, maybe, or Julian, one of them. He's only got two. Yeah. I had a 50-50
chance. You got a 50% chance there.
And that was for a benefit CD called Instant Karma, the Amnesty International campaign to save Darfur. Again, we've talked about Darfur a lot in over the last few shows. It's a huge problem still existing today, and if you want to find out more, go to I'm going to promote, as I always do, Students for Darfur. Canadian Students for Darfur. It's a local Vancouver non-profit organisation, and they can fill you in more about that because we've talked about it a lot.
Yes, we have. And he also has recently supported Blue Planet Run Foundation, which I think is a great cause. They create global awareness of the world's safe drinking water crisis and mobilize citizens of the world to solve the problem. And I know we had a month and a half ago, mm-hmm. we had a water special where we focused on that problem. So I think it is a huge issue today. So it's great that Mr. Harper supports that charity. And their goals include providing safe drinking water to 20 million people worldwide by 2015 and 200 million people by 2027. So they have some lofty goals, I would say. But hey, you got to set them high.
Exactly. You gave me a little moment when you said Mr. Harper. I was thinking the Prime Minister.
Oh, and we don't need to talk about him.
No, we don't need to talk about him because you never say Mr. Harper with Ben Harper, so I was having a moment then.
Before that was Caribou with Odessa from his upcoming album, Swim, which actually I believe is being released later this month. I think, it's April 20th. It's coming out. So that's a great track.
And, you know, there's so many really strong electronic Canadian outfits out there, like with Chromeo and now these guys. And yeah, I really love that track. He's I'm looking forward to his show, which is on May 29th. He's playing at the Rickshaw Theatre, which Christian and I were talking about during the songs. We haven't actually been to. It's apparently a new one.
Oh, it's been around for a little bit, but I've actually never been there, so it might be a good time to go and check out that venue. His 2007 album, Andorra, was actually named the winner of the 2008 Polaris Music Prize. And for those that don't know, the Polaris Music Prize is a music award that is given out annually to the best full-length Canadian album. And this is based on artistic merit, regardless of genre, sales, or record label, based strictly on artistic merit. And the award was established in 2006, and $20,000 cash is given to the winner. So he won $20,000 in 2008 for his 2007 album called Andorra. And he actually donated the winnings to two different charities.
I know, which is really good, and really important charities nonetheless. Eco Justice, which is a Canadian organization dedicated to protecting the environment, and also the Stephen Lewis Foundation, which focuses on HIV advocacy, specifically, wow, I'm going really well today, HIV AIDS in Africa. And he's probably one of the big heroes of the AIDS movements in Canada, Stephen Lewis. And since 2003, the Stephen Lewis Foundation has funded more than 300 projects in 15 countries to bring HIV prevention and awareness and medication to those desperately in need in Africa, which unfortunately a lot of the time it doesn't get to.
So yeah,
really
exactly.
Good stuff.
So a great cause, and kudos to Caribou for supporting two great causes. So.
Yeah. Well, it's now, 7:12? We've probably got another four songs that we can squeeze in.
Four good ones.
Four good ones. What's the next one, Christian?
We've got Surfer Blood with Floating Vibes. This is from their newest album called Astro Coast. They're from Florida. They've recently supported One Day Without Shoes, which I just found out about this charity. I think it's a great cause. And it was started by Tom's, which is actually a brand of shoes, and Tom's actually donates a new pair of shoes for every pair that they sell. They donate one pair to a child in need, and they're actually really cool shoes. I was checking out Tom's website, which is www.toms.com, and I actually like the shoes, so I'm thinking about buying a pair and supporting their cause here, and
good work,
and getting some new footwear. So here's Surfer Blood with Floating Vibes on CITR.
Follow me for me, and it might have to follow you home. but you can't take it to the bank, and you can't take it back.
Switch a dial. I said, do not switch a dial.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
My generation.
That was Immaculate Machine with Sound the Alarms from their album called High on Jackson Hill. They're a great Victoria, BC band, and they're actually playing the Biltmore next Monday.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're from Victoria. They've been around for a while. They've got a couple of the singers from the new... a couple of the band members from the New Pornographers.
Yeah, one member from New Pornographers. And they've been involved in the Yellow Bird Project, which we've touched upon a couple times on the show. Kind of a neat charity where they give the band the opportunity to design a T-shirt and sell the T-shirt online, and the band gets to pick a charity that the funds go to. So it's pretty cool. Check it out at yellowbirdproject.com.
Or just Google it.
But great song. And then before that was Charlotte Gainsbourg with Beck on vocals and guitar with Heaven Can't Wait.
Yeah, she recently played the Vogue Theater actually April the 11th was, last Monday maybe?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But she, that's a great song. She's getting a lot of notoriety right now, and it's always good to have Beck on your CD.
It doesn't hurt, that's for sure. And she recently teamed up with him, and Beck actually produced the album as well as being featured on that song. And Beck has been involved in a number of charities, including Charity Water, which you can find out more about at www.charitywater.org. They are a nonprofit that bring clean and safe drinking water to people in developing nations. So very important, like we discussed earlier in the show. And we got one more song for you this week.
Yeah, we're representing Australia for the last song of today. This is a pretty much a musical institution in Australia. The band's called Powderfinger. They've been around since 1989. They're from Brisbane. Over there, long history, they've been involved in a lot of philanthropic endeavours. In 2005, they performed at Wave Aid, which was a concert in Sydney to help raise funds for areas affected by the 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami. They've also performed in front of the Sydney Opera House to raise funds and awareness for breast cancer victims and their families. The aim of their recent Across the Great Divide tour was to promote the efforts of Reconciliation Australia. And to promote awareness of the gap in life expectancy between Indigenous and non-Indigenous children. And if you don't know too much about Australian history, it's quite similar to the Aboriginals within Canada as well. We didn't have the schools like you guys did, but we did have a stolen generation, which you can learn more about that at Google. I won't talk too much about that. But I just found this out, and I've been an avid Powderfinger fan for a long time, and anyone who's listening in Australia, because I do know there's a couple of my mom, a couple of my friends that'll listen from time and again. It's a very sad day for Australia because Powderfinger just released a statement on the 9th of April saying that this tour that they're doing right now is the last tour that they'll do and they're going to break up. Bernard Fanning, the lead singer, read a statement that said the Sunsets tour would be their last ever as the band had musically said everything they wanted to say. So, yeah, I guess this isn't too meaningful for you guys in Canada, but for anyone who knows of who's from Australia, lived in Australia, knows of Powderfinger, it's a sad day because they've produced 6 or 7 solid albums over the years. And
we'll help keep them alive. We'll keep playing them on the air. So
for sure,
you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Bye from myself and Fleur. And here's Powderfinger with "How Far Have We Really Come."
Lessons learned from history. leaky mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Yeah. Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Everybody, this is Bleak in the studio with you at Exquisite Corpse Radio. Thanks for coming to join us. I'm gonna make the mic go squeaky. Tonight we're gonna be joining a live stream, if all goes well, I should say. And tonight, Phineas Narco of National Cynical Network is featuring a special tax edition of the Plunder Cast, which we'll get into a little bit later. And but Blank Dogs are coming to town tomorrow night, and Blank Dogs is still one of my favorite bands, even after I was kind of given the shaft by the frontman Mike Sniper a few months ago when I tried to do an interview with him, and he assured me that, yeah, we can do that, and then sort of bailed on me and didn't return my calls or my emails. But, you know, people are flakes, and I can forgive that. Yeah, it doesn't really bother me much. I've gotten over myself in many ways, I think. So I'm going to start tonight with Blank Dogs. Oh, by the way, they're going to be playing at a place that has been called Reg's for the longest time. And the more I tried to look that up, I couldn't find it. So I went to livevan.com, you know, and then I searched it out, and sure enough, it is playing at 151, which I guess is the name of the place. I don't know. It's 151 West Hastings. So 151 West Hastings is where Blank Dogs will be.